She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at High FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
Dina Diamond, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you. So Aunt Lee wants to know, if you put into quarantine in a foreign country, for example, a cruise, who pays the cost? No, that's, I was telling a friend of mine the other day, book for a cruise because you pay for a week and you get 2 weeks extra free.
Exactly. I was actually saying you should book for 3 days. Choose the best room that you can find. Like, you know, with the balcony, the jacuzzi,
you've got to go balcony. If you go interior room.
No.
Then you land up completely not so well.
No. But if you're in quarantine interior room.
In with no sunlight. No, you need a balcony.
Yeah.
Just book. Yeah. I would have gone for a week and, you know, I'm thinking book for a week, get 3 weeks free. Get 2 weeks free. So,
yes. But, three for one deal.
Yeah. But you're smarter. You say just
I've really
book for
that.
3 days, but go bigger.
Go
luxury, and then of course you can stay there for
have
2 weeks.
Have the best holiday ever.
Yeah.
But you gotta have like your own tub or something, because then if you quarantine, you can't leave your cabin.
Yeah. No, it's not so simple.
And then take snacks with you potentially.
So there we have it. 10 minutes past the hour of 8, I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. You're on the board of the South African Jewish Report, aren't you? She laughs. What do you think of that nervous giggles?
It's
that,
not a loaded question.
No, I'm just asking. I was just curious.
I am indeed.
So just a tad of hot water then.
Hot. There's steam coming out of that water.
Right. So what happened for anybody who wasn't listening a little bit earlier is the Jewish Report had a Purim spiel. A Purim spiel is a traditional April Fool's joke thing in the Jewish community. And it announced that King David would be opening slow lounges, which I actually thought was a great idea.
I would have loved a lounge like that.
Yeah. Cool. What an absolute pleasure. It wasn't cheap though. 20,000 rand a year, I think.
To
me, the best part was there were rooms for the kids to actually sort of sleep a little bit, but they wouldn't allow mixed rooms unless they were in a committed relationship. That to me, that was the line of the lot. And I thought it was actually very, very funny, but apparently not everybody did. Apparently King David didn't. They didn't find it funny as a school body. And apparently nor did a lot of moms on Jewish moms found it very
funny.
Well,
those ones were the King David moms that were replying. They're the ones who said they've got kids at the school and who didn't find it funny. The kids, people who didn't have kids at the school weren't very offended because they thought
But were there people that had kids at the school that actually just thought it was funny?
They were, because obviously you do get the hysteria and the response to the article. Mm. And then you also get the ones who say, oh my God, everyone lighten up. It's just a joke. It's Purim. It clearly says it's written by Dr. Spiel Purim.
I mean,
and
you,
it says
you'd
it's
need
only
a sledgehanger.
Open.
It's as subtle as a shark attack.
And it says that he's only open on Purim.
Oh.
And there's King David in Sandhurst and King David in Glen Hazel. Now, anyone who goes to King David knows that there are no such campuses anywhere. So, so I think people do get sensitive about their own space and their own home. And also, there are thousands of parents who attend, whose kids attend the school, and only a few make a noise.
Right.
So you must always think, like, let's not.
Don't you have kids at King David?
I do indeed.
And are they still allowed to go?
They are. They wanted to know where they could go to the lounge.
Where is the lounge?
Mom,
you haven't given. Can we use our Investec credit card to get into the lounge? That's what they wanted to know.
Exactly. Maybe if you use your card,
yes,
you don't have to pay the fee.
But you thought it was funny, and you're a parent of the school.
I did. It was hysterical. Listen, every single year, in the Jewish Report, there is a Purim spiel. It's completely aligned to what we'd have in the paper on April 1st. And, I think Howard's sense of humor is completely
I think it was lovely.
Wicked.
I think it was absolutely.
And again, it's completely blatant about what nonsense it is that they're going to be able to smoke in the vaping lounge or have marijuana and choose whatever they wanted, but no tobacco because they're strict rules.
No, absolutely. Anyway, I thought it was funny, and I do ask seriously, if you were one of the parents, if you are one of the parents that found it offensive, I would love to hear from you on 34519 or 0618951019, and it's a genuine request, because it is possible that we miss certain things. You know, I definitely am able to miss something like this sensitivity from time to time. It's been known to happen. So I would love to hear what am I missing with in this regard? What is it that really bothered you, knowing it was a joke? Is it that it didn't come across as one, or is it about the underlying notion that that King David kids or and the King David families are overindulged? Is that, and therefore that became a stereotype? I'd love to hear from you. 34519 or 0618951019. All right, we're also talking about Corona because that's the, you know, somebody, one of our listeners says, yeah, did you talk about anything else over the weekend? Unlikely. I can't think of anything, any other conversations. And, but it is difficult. I certainly struggle not shaking hands with people. But I am trying to be more cautious. I am trying to be cautious around this. There's also the talk about, what happens if, we start quarantining people here in South Africa. What goes into your survival kit?
Exactly. So I think this is an amazing brand opportunity. Mm-hmm. I think brands that, cause you know, like when you're kind of clever and you like think forward, but mm-hmm. you think like, what can I actually do to, it's not take advantage of the situation, but to actually, provide goods that yes. are required. Because I mean, what is going on with hand sanitizer and every discount at every Clicks at Pick and Pay. I went into Pick and Pay the other night on Thursday night. There was not a single wet wipe available. Every single Dettol wet wipe had been taken off the shelf. Every single, it was decimated. It looked like we had just been through Armageddon. There was not a single hand sanitizer. Yeah. That's why I'm so jealous. How did you get a big one?
No, hold on. Just give me that back. Thank you. Just in case, you know.
Oh, you thought I was going to walk out with
sticky fingers over yes. there. Yeah, this is my Dettol instant hand sanitizer.
And it smells like vodka. Like, how much alcohol is
exactly.
in?
Well, no. So my theory on yeah. this, and I said it earlier, is I do not want to smell like a fruit salad. I want to smell like I've just been wheeled out of an anesthetic. That's how.
Can I tell you something? I yes. agree with you. Because yeah. normally, like, I've got soaps, you know, at all the basins, etc.
Yes.
And this Dettol for me always is way too strong. It exactly smells like a hospital, so I hate it. So I always put a beautiful smelling, nice little soap. I have replaced yeah, every yeah. single beautiful smelling soap, no matter what the level of bacteria kill is it in it. And I have put a massive Dettol. Exactly, you're right, smelling.
And I can tell you, we have one. Apparatus. We have one at our front door. Mm-hmm. And anybody that walks into the house.
At the front door.
At the front door. Anybody that walks in to the house paranoid. Must just use it. Why
so
not?
It's like a newborn baby. So whenever yeah. that newborn baby yeah. arrives, anyone who walks in.
Look,
must
we weren't even
in.
Like that with our kids, but, but now we are going to be.
Yeah, so let me tell you that literally. So, and not only that, it has wreaked so much panic, okay, havoc. That when I walked into the store, the fact that I couldn't find it drew me to panic straight away. And then I was like, well, where can I get it? So what I saw, what was left on the shelves were the refills. You know, there's a like sort of electronic little machine that dispenses. So it's also a Dettol one. You put your hand under and then it dispenses exactly yes. the right amount for one hand sort of
yes.
wash. So I was so desperate that I saw the refills, but I don't have the machine.
Oh, that's very funny.
So, I mean, and again, I know it is complete lunacy. I know there is completely no real logic
rational.
That is rational that, that is yeah, driving yeah. me. But that panic sets
because
in.
We do know that soap and water actually works.
Yes, it does, apparently. Mm. I mean, again, someone on Trish Mommy's put on, where can I buy hand sanitizer? And then everyone gave their responses, you know, hands washing of hands is much better and everything. And the truth is she just wanted to know where to get hand sanitizer. So I did weigh in because I had just recently been to, where I currently unpack, I'd been to Dis-Chem in Sandton.
Right.
And they had recently unpacked. So you've got to find out where they've just unpacked it because
so
they won't have
stock. You've
got
to track the delivery vehicles.
Exactly.
Right.
And try phone ahead, otherwise you are going to be wasting your time. But as soon as those things were, at the rate they were being unpacked, they were being taken. And again, I did go a little bit overboard.
Right. Oh, please.
My husband did take photos and send it to every friend of his that he thought it was hilarious. He's like, has your wife also gone mad?
Yeah.
But you know, I must tell you that that hand sanitizer goes very quickly.
It does. It does. I'm just looking at this. It really
exactly.
doesn't last long.
Exactly. But I bought the pink one and I bought, just to have a bit of diversity. I
yes,
the pink
diversity,
one, a blue
yes.
one, a clear That's, one.
Right.
And
it
so
does kill 99.9% of germs. Do we know that the corona's not the other
0.1%?
Do we know that
we
for
don't.
Sure?
We don't, but
right.
we're going to take away the rest that we can manage.
Yes, fine.
We manage what we can manage.
Yes, that's fair enough.
And then so you've got the wet wipes, you've got the hand sanitizer, you've got the soap.
Right.
So all of those.
Although, if we're in quarantine now, need any of that?
No, no. Yeah, so actually, I think we still do.
Why?
Because we're still going to be washing our hands, hopefully in quarantine.
Okay.
But when we look at what we need from a quarantine perspective, and I actually started thinking about this because a friend of mine got a message from a friend of hers in London, in the UK, where the numbers are jumping.
Right.
And she's like, I think we may have to be put into quarantine. What do we do? And then in addition to that, a friend of mine in New York was, so you know, in New York, obviously, that's a very close community. It is a Jewish community where that rabbis and...
Well, in fact, I saw the figures this morning that one lawyer infected 28 people.
Yes.
I know the World Health Organization says we're not allowed to say infected or spread. We have to say they acquired.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we're so PC. Vomit.
I know.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
Please don't vomit. We're
fine with that because I think that's not a symptom, so we're okay.
Exactly. So she was saying that also, and even like companies like Ernst & Young, sorry, EY, have all those companies have issued stay-at-home notices, as you're saying, with Google and everything. Mm-hmm. So people are being asked to self-quarantine. They're being told to stay home. So when you are being told to stay home, what do you do? Again, brand opportunity, people.
Mm.
So what I think, there are multiple categories of what you need when you are in quarantine.
Yeah, because there's entertainment, there's food.
There's exercise. There's multiple. I mean, you could go mad on this. In fact, when I started thinking
about it. Look, me in quarantine, I would go mad.
Yes, you might need some sedatives.
Yeah, look, because rich coming from you, Tina Diamond.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Let me tell you, half a day, and I'm like, like an hour, I don't know what to do with myself if I have nothing to do.
The other thing is I wouldn't actually last because my family would murder me.
Yeah,
day two in quarantine, I would be a dead person.
They may even put you into a solitude room.
Right, for sure. No question.
Let's start with the food category.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're going to go there, you're looking at non-perishables. You're looking at food stuff that will last for a while.
Right.
So you're looking at the rice and grains and all of those things that you can cook. And if you're really now being health conscious, you can go into your quinoa.
Ooh.
So you can be quarantined and healthy. Totally for that. Mm. See? Totally.
The quarantine list, I'm liking this, yes.
But what you can also do is as before you go into quarantine, you can get fruit. You still can get fruit and veg. Don't think that those are out. You must stock up on those.
Right.
You can even look for canned fruit that's got no added sugar. And depending on the type of fruit, the vitamin C will actually vary. Where there's apparently 45% vitamin C in peaches and 90% in grapefruit. So not all fruit was created equal.
Right.
And you can get your daily allowance with that as well. So try and get some of those canned fruit. Then in terms of vegetables, also a source of fiber, vitamin C. So this keeps your immune system up. And you can get canned veggies like corn, carrots, peas, green beans. And you can add if you really want to have, obviously you'll get your eggs so you can make omelets and casseroles. So you can stock up. Don't think of it as only like non-fresh fruit because you can keep it for
a little while. Cliffy says, do you have any idea how bizarre this hysteria is?
But is it
hysteria? Is it hysteria if people are going to be quarantined? It's happening all around the world. 100,000 people are in their homes in Israel. 11 million people are quarantined in North Italy.
I know. It's crazy.
Apparently
16, I saw.
Okay.
I don't know. Listen, you know, numbers here and there.
Yes.
Potato.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what the thing is, right? So when I think it's looked at globally and you're looking at the World Health Organization, what is the point of quarantine? We have to actually look at that.
Mm.
So the point of quarantine is actually, so number one, to isolate people that may have it and so that they will actually realize what their symptoms are and actually know they're ill and can be treated and won't be in contact with others.
Mm.
But it's also to slow the rate of infection because the higher the rate of infection.
That has shown to be the only thing that is working is to stop people being in contact with each other. Obviously, it's logical.
Yeah.
But this quarantine thing is working.
No, it is working. I think in Wuhan, it's actually devastating because if you look at their conditions, the doors are being welded shut. There's barbed wire around
buildings.
Yeah,
it's very, very
different.
You
cannot get out. People are complaining they can't even make money. They can't earn.
Mm.
So it puts you in a whole nother level of what actually do you do. But the quarantine definitely has worked. And again, Shem, those poor people, they want to just come home.
No, I saw this morning some don't.
Yeah, no, they don't.
They don't.
Mm. But most do, right?
I wouldn't.
Well, actually, you know, if you think about, at least here you can be quarantined in sunshine and in maybe a
bit more
space.
They haven't found the quarantine
location yet.
They were talking about Taban Shusan. Now they're looking for something closer to Joburg. I don't know. There's all sorts of rumors about
it. I think we're going to see how that evolves.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. So, so I think quarantine is number one, a very necessary aspect. And even now with working from home, we're looking at a different level of where we are in the world with regards to even where with the Spanish flu. People exactly couldn't stay home and work. Yeah, you can actually, you've got Wi-Fi, you've got fiber, you can stay home, you can work. A lot of the tech companies need your laptop and you're ready to go. So you can actually do stuff if you're at home. But moving back to what else you would need. So they're suggesting beans. There's also an American list, you must understand. They're very
Are they
and
into
it's actually
their beans?
Quite interesting.
Yes, to see
that.
What they see as staples. Yeah.
And they've got ravioli. So because they're saying,
I think that's if you have the Italian coronavirus. Yeah. If you have the normal, the Chinese one, you just buy noodles.
I love that. In fact, a marketing opportunity.
Absolutely. Which corona? You can actually choose the pack.
Yes, I want the pack. I want to be quarantined. But you can maybe even choose. I'm really like a corona. Italian quarantine or a Chinese quarantine.
Yeah.
Maybe you can even go out there. The rest of the world is, I don't know what Iranian would be.
Oh my gosh, I had sushi.
It's Japanese.
You want to be a Japanese quarantine?
But you had sushi. Actually, and are we allowed to eat sushi? Like, because, like.
Are the bacteria levels?
I don't know.
What?
Because I was a bit scared. And I mean, there were people that were saying that.
Are you pregnant? Eat
sushi because of the coronavirus. And I'd forgotten that we're living in a time of coronavirus.
But sushi's Japanese. It's
also,
not Chinese.
But also, what would worry you in the sushi?
Yeah.
Right? So, like, unless
it's not
fish.
Cooked.
Well.
I don't know. It's not.
Listeriosis.
Yeah, it's not listeriosis. You see,
we've gone mad.
Sorry, Cliff, you're absolutely right. Karen M says, Howard, we are optimistic. So why don't we rather say we share the virus? It sounds friendly. By the way, we don't have to stock up. We juice. We take food to each other. You can just leave it outside the door. It's so true that it is so true.
Well,
but you know what, Karen? I don't know. You know, whenever we had babies and stuff, and people wanted to bring meals, I said to my wife, rather not.
Well, that's because of the way your wife cooks. Well,
I just can't do macaroni and cheese every night. So then, Moshe says, let's be honest, if you're self-quarantined, there's lots of chips, chocolates, and alcohol going down. I'm definitely not having quinoa if I'm locked at home. He's absolutely right.
You're going to have a corona.
Well, I was thinking gin and those Tony glasses.
We haven't got to that category yet. But no, carry on. I'm thinking gin
and those Tony glass, you know, those
flavored,
yes, but they're without
tonic.
Sugar. So it's brilliant.
Yes.
So the
also,
tonic waters, yes.
If you're going to quarantine, right, you also do need to think of your health. So, and also, again, I was at the gym the other day and there was a guy in a mask. And I thought the mask ain't going to help him at the gym because of the equipment he was on. Because if you think about what people are letting loose at the gym. And I actually have thought twice about, should I be going to the gym or should I be training at home?
Right.
Because those gyms are literally a cesspool of germs.
Let's not use the word cesspool. It makes me very, very uncomfortable.
But they do have amazing sort of bacteria, anti-wipes, all of
they
those kind
those.
Of things. So I did after I trained
but
on the
you
treadmill.
Can you take some home like you do the apples?
No, it was the bottle. I thought it was a bit conspicuous. I tried to get it out.
And Lee says, I'm a handyman. Can you give me some suggestions as to how I could work from home?
I don't know.
We'll have to come back to you on that.
It's time for home
improvements. Exactly.
Maybe some Wendy houses. I don't know. You can always go get some extra.
Melinda says, was any Purim stuff cancelled? Events still seem to be happening. They do seem to be happening.
So in South Africa, yes. But in Israel, there's always a parade cancelled. There are gatherings, again, anything over 100 people cancelled. In New York, cancelled. They're having virtual Megillah readings, like online Megillah readings, which are also crazy. I know people, but mitzvahs have been cancelled because 100 people or so, more than that, couldn't be allowed in a room at the same time. So, yes, and again, you mentioned, Howard, the mail that I sent you from a rabbi in New York who says, even though we know people aren't allowed, please still try. Tune in.
Yeah, crazy.
So it is really, really awful.
And Sam says, if you're in quarantine, can't you get food delivered, pick and pay delivery? Or once you're in, you have what you have. Don't be ridiculous. No, that'll be real panic if we can't order in.
Yes, no.
No, they can just leave it outside the door.
Mr. Delivery. Yes, no. But then you have to, like, engage with the guy on the bike.
You're not. Like, I don't know how that works. I don't know. They're just going to leave it outside. You don't, can't have any contact,
that's
I would
true,
imagine.
But I mean, I feel like you also can't order every single meal. Like, you have to have your cereal. Yes. You have to have your chocolates or your alcohol or your... I mean, you can even, again, I mean, maybe buy a new freezer. You can look, you can get pizzas, you can stock up on your meat, you can stock up on your frozen fish or frozen vegetables.
See, people are
going to
come out of quarantine 2 weeks later 14 kilos heavier. There's not
exactly.
even a question.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying from the gym point of view. Maybe you should stop by Sportsman's or
get yourself a treadmill.
Or not necessarily a whole treadmill, or maybe just a skipping rope, or maybe not something as extreme.
Right.
So yes, I would say something potentially to help you with your sports efforts and your lack of whatever. Again, in our American pantry staples, applesauce. It's not South African.
We're not stocking up on applesauce.
No, so quinoa, pasta, chicken or beef stock, dried fruit. I thought dried fruit was quite good.
Yes,
nuts and nut butter. Mm. Seeds, and then if you have children, again, babies, baby food and formula, nappies, you need to think about that because otherwise you're going to be in deep.
Deep.
You're going to be in deep. Speaking of which,
we'll
discuss toilet paper shortly.
We'll be back just after. Dina Diamond in studio. We're talking about what to do in the event of a quarantine. And Major David Katz has just joined us. We're going to be adding a bit of a military angle to that as well. Because, I mean, this is like one of those movies that people are running running to shops, hoarding stuff. It's like the end of the world as we know it.
It's almost biblical. It's like Armageddon. I mean, this is the fulfillment of
Revelation. I can't listen to this. I live with a person that sees everything in biblical eyes. I can't anymore.
But it's serious.
It's not going to be me. So.
It's seriously like a movie, isn't it? We've watched these movies.
Mm-hmm. Where people are fighting in shops and like basically slapping
In Australia, did you see that?
Toilet paper.
Yeah. Absolutely. Australian women, and they are scary.
A right number ply.
You know, I did look. I've got a confession to make.
What's that?
That we went shopping over the weekend, and all the hand lotions are out. By the way, don't even bother. Don't even bother with the hand lotion. That's gone.
But I'm moving my.
We did stock up on toilet paper. I've got to be honest.
Why, David? Why?
I have no idea. We just followed the messy stereo. We had to buy something. I mean, I just felt like I had to get some control and do something. So there was no hand wash. So we bought toilet paper. I don't know. There's no logic to any of this, is there?
I mean, I was saying earlier,
and this is David.
This is our military man, our strategist. We can feel really, really safe militarily.
And also, that makes me feel much better.
Yes.
I've also got another confession. I've got another confession to make. Since 2016, I found myself in agreement with Donald Trump. I mean, that's unbelievable. I haven't been in agreement with him for 4 years, and I'm actually in agreement with him.
What, walls?
No, that this is just mass hysteria. The prevention, if you can call it, is worse than the pandemic. I mean, it's actually damaging. This whole thing is just damaging economies.
As we said, you do have to curb the growth of it. You have to spread
We're slowing down the growth of it. I mean, we're trying to buy time and space to find something, a vaccination, or just slow the process down.
Well, the worry here, of course, the worry is the older people in our community.
Yes, absolutely.
And of course, the other thing is that it's so new that they don't know how this is going to behave, this virus, and I think that is the concern amongst medical people, is they don't really know how it's going to mutate. They don't know how it's going to manifest as it moves through the systems. But it is worrying. But at the same time, you know, it's taken over our lives completely.
It has. I think we're all literally obsessed with it. Again, we know it's hysteria. Like, the rational part of us all says we know it's complete hysteria, and we're all completely overreacting.
Yes.
But you worry about not overreacting, because then what happens if you can't get the stuff?
Sure, you've got to be very careful about what you say. But the sentiment is just totally overhauling the whole thing. I mean, just look at the rand today. I mean, that is busy tanking, the oil price. Is tanking. I mean, just the sentiment alone is so damaging, you know. And there just seems to be no end in sight of it. So.
What's interesting to me is I'm taking absolutely no notice of the rand, because it's irrelevant. These are all completely, it's all
factors.
It's because the oil price and gold and everything's all over the show.
You actually
can't take anything like this seriously. It'll come back and it'll kind of settle back to where it needs to be.
I think we're in a precarious position, much like Italy, which is the poor man of of Europe, you could say, is that how quickly are we going to come back from all this? We know that China is going to come back and the United States is going to come back. But the third world countries around the world are going to be damaged.
We like to call them
long,
developing
long
countries, David. We like to call them developing countries.
Developing.
He said the third world. All right. Not as woke as I thought you were, but
no, absolutely.
Woke,
woke check. I didn't make the woke check.
But I mean, if you look at obviously the effect of China and there is really a global slowdown because people aren't going to work. They're not traveling. So companies all related to travel, where we talked about the financial impact of the loss on companies.
Huge.
The travel companies, I mean, airlines are going out of business. Hotels, all of that. That is, the financial impact is insane.
But we're not even thinking of the full implications. Well, I overheard you before I came in talking about deliveries to the house and that type. Who's going to do the deliveries to the house, especially in a country like this where I don't know how effective the quarantine is going to be. But, I mean, the people who are going to go to work are going to be, the people who are forced actually to go to work are going to be the very people that are most vulnerable to this disease. So there could be quite a meltdown, you know, because of the sentiment where if you moved away and said, okay, this is the situation that we're in. We can't afford this type of quarantining that these first world now? Developed countries.
You made me panic there.
Maybe we should be taking a different line. Do we have to take exactly the same line as these superpowers and shut everything down at the end of the day? Is there not other ways of doing it because it's going to be hugely damaging to the economy? That's what I believe.
Well, I don't think we're shutting everything down. I think people are becoming aware that, again, if you have been in contact, so now what we've got, the three confirmed cases, if you have been in contact with anyone, or you're one of those 10 people on that plane from Italy, I want to know where the rest are.
they found them. They have found them.
The whole plane.
No. They found this group of 10, and one of them is actually not even back in South Africa, so there's 9 of them in South Africa.
Yeah,
so the whole thing is...
Wasn't you what
David Well, the other one must just stay where they are.
I'll be
Are you wearing a new Italian outfit?
Absolutely not.
And you are Marnie. And by the way, just that comment about you and me giving a list of things I would do. I would not wear Louboutin in quarantine. Don't be silly.
I didn't know.
Why
I was just throwing
out.
I was just throwing out things that your quarantine just might not be the same as David's.
I'm a sensible girl.
Right. So what would you wear? Like flatter tods, more. Yeah, the more comfortable tods. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just saying. I'm just going to go back to a list.
Right. Okay.
Yes, you would wear comfortable homeware. Because also, there's no point if no one's going to see you. Unless you're online. Although your social media profile could take a huge kickoff because you could be on TikTok.
Well, I've been following somebody. I've been following somebody in Israel she's a journalist and she's in quarantine. And I can tell you that you can see a real, you know, she's trying to be upbeat and funny and all of that, but you can actually see there are times that she's struggling. Mm. It can't be easy to be stuck at home for 14 days.
Clearly she doesn't have enough gin.
No, exactly. And she's got children at home with her, which is just too terrible for words.
Again, medication.
Yes. 14 days is a long time to medicate.
So one does need to think about their medication. Normal medication, prescription medication, serious.
Do you get an immunity to it? That's what I wanted to know. I think that's the key. I mean, once you've had it, are you then immune?
It seems so. It does.
And you're not going to get reinfected? So, you do your time and then you're okay?
This is a question for Dr. Anton.
No, I did ask him that question before, and he says at this stage it appears as though you can't get it twice.
Oh, really?
That's important.
But the problem is it's very new. Mm. And so if it mutates, then maybe perhaps you can. Again, that is their fear, or that is their anxiety. I think and in fact, if you look at the way the hospitals have reacted, I wanted to go and visit somebody yesterday morning. They're no visiting hours in the morning anymore. Certainly at Linksfield, they've moved it to 1 hour in the afternoon. Very limited in terms of how many people are allowed in. You asked questions just walking into the hospital.
Okay, that's interesting.
Then you got to get sprayed and you get a sticker. To show that your hands have been sprayed. So the hospitals are being very, very cautious.
I think as they should be.
Absolutely. Because in hospitals are very, obviously very
prepared.
Vulnerable.
I mean, businesses need to do the same as probably. Like have some type of a work from home policy.
So a lot of businesses have got that. Many businesses are now putting hand sanitizer at the, at reception.
If you can get hand sanitizer, that's what I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah, if you can. But,
he's grabbing his bottle.
No, because every time they refer to hand sanitizer, they look at my hand sanitizer.
I was very generous with that hand sanitizer. I've been handing it out to family members.
No, well, yeah, we won't talk about that. But, yeah, I am a little possessive over my hand sanitizer.
So I bought about 1,000 little bottles because I couldn't get a
Could
big
I have
bottle.
Some of those 1,000 little bottles?
I think that is very rude. Have you really?
Yeah, not 1,000. Okay,
but I think it's...
I'll trade you for the toilet paper. I mean, you've got a lot of that. And it's two-ply stuff. I mean, it's not rubbish.
Oh, whoa. It's, why don't you say so?
It's top-end stuff.
Then. Yeah. This is, we're living in a mad world.
We are. It is completely, completely mad. There is no question about it.
Yeah, not even a question at all. You haven't come up with options to cope with quarantine during stage 8 load shedding. That's from Karen M, yes.
Oh, so I have thought about that, right?
Yes.
So when I originally tried to look for a list of like what you would do if you had to be quarantined to stay at home, it came up, you know, with the hurricane list. So you need torches, batteries, all of those kind of things, which I think actually might relate to a South African situation.
Right,
so
every day.
So I would say, so if you have a generator, I would get extra diesel. If I would get some candles, I would get extra batteries. Yeah, I'd potentially look at a like electric gas stove or one of those that are those mini plates.
Mm-hmm.
So I have thought about it. I have indeed.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Because if you're in quarantine, you can't go get your supplies. And if you're in load shedding, as we said, I mean, the Eskom announced it today.
I was so relieved to hear Eskom announcing load shedding.
I thought, oh, they're just carrying on day to day.
No, because it worried me. I thought, is our situation so bad that we're not even having load shedding? You know, because then you know we are in serious trouble. So you know what, when
I
they announce
that gives you a sense
it
of
gave, yes, it means
that's
you
a
know
good
what?
Definition of cynical. You know, if you're looking for one, I'm gonna use that if you don't mind.
I don't mind, but but it's true. It's you actually feel a bit better that things are you
under
know
control. Somebody's doing something. They're giving us load shedding at least. I mean,
exactly. They're not so worried.
I can't read half of these comments about toilet paper. I'm not going to. my worry is when they put Eskom and Joburg water into quarantine, then everything shuts down. No, I don't think it can be
but
much worse than that.
We've already established
that
Eskom have 60% too many staff.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
If 60% don't show up for work, technically speaking,
they'll run with greater efficiency. It is 8:46. We'd love to hear from you. 345-19 or 061-895-1019. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.